Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to talk about a transit that perfected yesterday, but is very much still in the air here to start our week. Happy Monday, by the way. That is the conjunction of Mercury in Taurus to Uranus in Taurus. This is also amplified by the fact that Jupiter just recently entered Taurus. We've got a lot of activity in the whole sign house of Taurus, which you could also apply to your birth chart throughout this talk, and I'll remind you how to do that as we go along. But today what I want to do is talk about why this is a big deal, why this is such a breakthrough transit. And it has to do with the fact that Mercury is not just conjoining Uranus and Taurus, but started a retrograde not too long ago in Taurus in a very close, almost conjunction to Uranus, went through a long retrograde, is now coming back forward, and is now perfecting the conjunction that almost happened at the beginning of the retrograde. Why is that a big deal? We're going to talk about that today and give you five things to watch for. Might have already happened over the weekend, but will also probably be presenting themselves in the first couple of days of this week. So that is our agenda for today. As always, if you haven't yet, please like and subscribe. It helps the channel to grow. You can find a transcript of today's talk on the website, nightlightastrology.com. I want to remind you guys that our new class is starting this weekend. Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, a one-year course in ancient astrology, begins on June 11th. So it is coming up really quickly. That is on Sunday, June 11th. We meet at noon Eastern time for about 2 to 3 hours each, but everything is recorded in this program. So over the course of the year, we have 30 classes that are all held via live webinar. They're all also recorded and hosted on a class website. You could download and listen to them on your phone or tablet or laptop or, you know, whatever, at your own pace. We also have an interactive group forum discussion staffed with tutors who are there to answer your questions year round. And we have breakout study sessions with our tutors as well. So a lot of support built into the program, in addition to reading and homework and quizzes, all optional. And for some people, this is the class that is going to set you up for a career in astrology. For other people, it's just a way of deepening your relationship with astrology if it's a hobby or a language that you love to speak. Learning astrology can be incredibly valuable for people, regardless of whether they ever practice professionally, because you have insight and access. You having insight or access to your own birth chart is, I always say, it's the equivalent of having a GPS in your car. Like, once you have it, you'll be like, this is so helpful, you know. So at any rate, at the bottom, you'll find registration options. The early bird payment saves you $500 off. Check that out. We have a payment plan. You can spread out the tuition over 12 months. And we also have need-based tuition assistance, a few of those spots available. So if you need a little help because you're on a tight budget, fixed income, whatever your life situation may be, we want to make sure no one's ever priced out of studying a sacred topic like astrology. So we have some of those available. And if you have any questions about those or the program, email us info@nightlightastrology.com. And I can't wait to see you guys starting this weekend. All right. Well, with that being said, let's turn our attention to the real-time clock and let's take a look at what Mercury and Uranus are doing and why it's a big deal. So first of all, the transit, the conjunction of Mercury in Taurus to Uranus in Taurus took place yesterday afternoon, June 4th. And it would have been building over the previous couple of days at the late part of last week, which for us was also, something that we were looking at, Grand Water Trine that came through, which was really interesting. But at any rate, let's show you why I'm going to use the real-time clock to advance here, and let's show you why this is a big deal. So if you go forward just a few days, let's give it till Wednesday of this week, you see that the planets Tuesday into Wednesday, we get that 3-degree range in effect. So we still have this conjunction in the air through about the middle of the week. And if you back this up just a little bit, we could see it coming through all the way from Friday, June 2nd. So Friday, June 2nd, perfecting Sunday, June 4th, and then maybe separating by Tuesday or Wednesday, the 6th or the 7th. So we for a lot of people, you probably felt this yesterday, but into today, you could still very much be feeling the effects of this transit, which I thought it was worth it to talk about. Now, why is this such a big deal? We have a couple of reasons to say that this is not just a normal conjunction between the two planets, which is a powerful transit anyway. But the thing that makes this so powerful is what's been happening with Mercury. So let's take this back in time a little bit. And what I want you to notice is that we had a Mercury retrograde that started off very in a very close conjunction with Uranus. So we go back. This is April 19th. Mercury was in the sign of Taurus. If you back it up even before that, let's go backward just a little bit more. It's around April 3rd that Mercury enters Taurus. And then when we get to April, here we are. So it's about the April 20th that Mercury is stationing. And into the 20th, 21st, 22nd, right around that time, Mercury is not moving at the end of April and then turning retrograde. It is turning retrograde within about 2 degrees of Uranus. So the proximity to Uranus was toning that Mercury retrograde that we just went through. Mercury was then retrograde. If we take this along, Mercury's retrograde went all the way through, here it is, stationing and turning direct May 15th into the 16th. So late April through mid to late May, we're getting that Mercury retrograde. Mercury going back through the degrees of Taurus that it was at previously, and then conjoining Uranus is really important because it's sort of like the process of this retrograde began with an almost connection between Mercury and Uranus. The connection was close enough that it still toned the entire retrograde cycle, but now Mercury returns and actually makes the connection. And that actual conjunction is like sealing the deal on a lot of things that happened all dating back to late April. In a sense, it's like there's a breakthrough that Mercury is very slowly creating throughout the retrogradation, through the direct motion, and then that culminates and finally leads to the breakthrough that we've been waiting for when the two planets actually get together. So if you can follow all of that, that's what makes this a you know, not just your average Mercury-Uranus conjunction. I mean, again, it's a powerful conjunction no matter what. We could talk about the archetypal combination of Mercury and Jupiter in any kind of configuration, and it is very powerful. But it's so much more powerful given that the retrograde started with them being so close to one another, Mercury going backward and forward and then finally coming back and actually conjoining Uranus. So that is what I wanted to talk about. It's just kind of go back in time and give you a feel for what's been happening with Mercury and Uranus overall in this sign. During that time, Jupiter also entered Taurus, which kind of turns up the volume on that whole sign house in your birth chart. So what I recommend doing is I'm going to give you 5 things to watch for. You may have noticed over the weekend already, or you may notice early in this week. And these have to do with what Mercury and Uranus could be creating in your chart. But I would recommend applying that to the topics of the whole sign house of Taurus in your birth chart and see if that helps things click into place, helps you notice the energy a little bit more. So if you know your rising sign, you would just look at in zodiacal order which whole sign house is going to be occupied by Taurus. You can think about that too in terms of like your monthly horoscope. Where does the Taurus house always land in your monthly horoscope? So at any rate, you know what? Why don't I just give you, here's, I'll just do this really quickly. I'll just put up the real time because I know there's going to be people that are like asking because, you know, so let's just do it super, super quick. I'm not going to tell you the, I'll just tell you the, so if you're an Aries, it's Taurus is in your second. If you're a Taurus, it's in your first. If you're a Gemini rising, it's in your 12th. If you're a Cancer rising, you're 11th. Leo rising, you're 10th. Virgo, you're 9th. Libra, you're 8th. And it goes around like this. Scorpio, you're 7th. Sag, you're 6th. Capricorn, you're 5th. Aquarius would be your 4th. And Pisces would be your 3rd. So that's the whole sign house to look at and the topics associated with that house. Anyway, so 5 things to watch for, given that, again, given that this is a sort of a Mercury-Uranus conjunction that has a lot of history behind it dating back to late April. Number one thing to watch for would be a moment of mental clarity that has been in the works dating back to late April, that suddenly something just clicks into place and you go, oh my God, it's like a lightning strike, an epiphany, an awareness, a sudden understanding, a sudden illumination. I see it clearly. This is not, this would not probably not be random, but would be, again, rooted in something that's been in the works since late April. So keep that in mind. That's number one thing to watch for. The mental clarity of Mercury and Uranus is usually liberating. even if it requires further adjusting of structures or things in your life that now need to change because of the clarity that you've come across. Still, there's a feeling of like relief and a sense of the load being lightened somehow. Number two is resetting of the nervous system. Especially in a Venus-ruled earth sign that is fixed or solid in nature, so much of Taurus has to do with creating peace and a feeling of ease and security. Mercury in Taurus with Uranus is very much a placement, a combination that can have to do with resetting biorhythms or resetting the nervous system. I'm a Taurus in the first house, so that was a huge one for me. I've mentioned this in a few videos already. I'll be mentioning it tomorrow when Ashley and I... Friday when Ashley and I have a video coming out. We're talking about the Venus-Jupiter combination. But the resetting of the nervous system is something that especially Taurus risings might have experienced, but really anyone. Mercury and Uranus can have to do with what rhythms, what practices, what do you have in place in your life that creates a feeling of ease, peace, security, simplicity, harmony. Taurian concerns for sure. But with Uranus, the idea is that there has had to be some kind of major reconfiguring, resetting of structures that allow for a more peaceful and flowing existence. So the resetting of the nervous system would be another major thing to watch for. And it could be that somehow that insight or that change or shift that's been in process since late April is clicking into place over the weekend / this week. Number three would be implementing changes that have been learned since late April. The changes could be just part of a retrograde is about revision. And so what are the revisions that you have realized that you need to make in any area of your life? And how are you now ready to implement or create those changes after a period of processing, reflecting, refining? Now something is ready to be integrated or implemented. And that would be a major theme over the weekend or the early part of this week, dating back again to processes that have been in the works since late April. So implementing changes or revisions or integrating changes or revisions somehow that have been in process. Number four would be new forms of communication. I mean, one of the basic features of Mercury and Uranus is changing the way you think, changing the way you talk, changing the way you perceive, changing the way you cognize or like process information or the way that you or looking at patterns of thought, psychology, emotion, and communication. With Uranus, the idea is to get rid of old habits that are somehow, you know, like crusty. so you can have something new in place that is supportive and allows you to, act or behave in a way that is freer, easier, lighter, happier. These are Uranus and Taurus kinds of themes. So Mercury with Uranus and Taurus can be about new ways of that your mind has changed and that you're now ready to implement a new way of thinking or relating or talking or like literally communicating with other people. Or that the changes that you have been slowly realizing are suddenly able to express themselves. Or even that you're suddenly able to speak or say something very specific that you've been having a hard time saying. And finally, number five would be the theme of originality and freedom. Whenever there is a major Uranus transit, these are themes: originality and freedom, experimentation and innovation and thinking outside the box and disrupting the status quo. There's an erratic quality. Sometimes the way that happens is very unpredictable with Uranus transits. But right now, the emphasis on greater freedom, the need for originality and inventiveness to do your own thing, to be your own person, to think outside of the box, to break free somehow, and that you're ready to break free or express some greater degree of freedom or agency or autonomy or individuality. And maybe that it requires a reworking or reconfiguring of mind or speech or technology, but the need for a greater degree of freedom, that this is a liberating transit that can allow you to feel like I'm being more of myself. I'm less inhibited. I'm less stuck. So even that you could even use the phrase like getting unstuck or something like that. So these themes of originality and freedom cap off the five things to watch for. Let's go back through them briefly. Mental clarity, something clicking, a sudden understanding of something that's been in process, resetting the nervous system, biorhythms or lifestyle habits, especially for the sake of greater peace and ease. Implementing changes that have been a work in process since late April, wherever they may be, practical changes, changes of mind, any kinds of changes that you've been working on are now ready to be integrated or implemented. And number four would be new forms of communication, thought, perception, technology. And then five, originality and freedom, which means that just generally there's an emphasis on needing more the ability to freely express oneself and to get out of things that are feeling confining or restraining, by contrast. So those are the things that I would watch for as this transit is, remember, it perfected yesterday, but you're still very much feeling it today and possibly even into the next couple of days. So even taking note of it, if it was something that really stood out over the weekend, can be helpful just so you can recognize, yes, that's what was going on. So that's what I have for you today. Lots more to come this week. We have some big transits to look forward to, including upcoming transit of Venus and Jupiter that we're going to be looking forward at. So stay tuned and we will see you again tomorrow. Bye, everyone.